Every atom in my being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. Every atom in my being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. I dream about lots of choices. And I dream about these choices as things that I would like to have and things that I like to express. I can see my body ideal in every way. I see my body organ action and function perfect, ideal in every way. And every atom of my physical being burst forth with every choice I dream about. So, I dream about my physical body as being perfect. I dream about every organ, action, function, my physical body being ideal and wonderful and magnificent. And as I dream about this, it comes forth into my expression. It comes forth into my experience every moment of my life. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a very wonderful thing. It comes forth because it is who I am. It is what I am. It is how I am. It is where I am. It is the dream that I dream. Now, every atom in my physical body is ready to burst forth with every idea I tell it to think about. And so I tell my body atoms to think about perfection. I tell my body atoms to think about every organ, action, function of my body to be perfect and ideal and wonderful. And that is what it is. Now, it doesn't matter what we have experienced in the past. It doesn't matter what we have thought about in the past and what we've experienced in the past. It only matters what we are dreaming about now, what we are visualizing now for ourselves, what we are imagining for ourselves right now. And that's all that matters. Because once we have brought that into expression, once we have that brought into being in our life, then everything else falls into place. Each atom of my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. Now, I dream about the choices of happiness and joy and harmony and love. I dream about the choices of magic. I dream about the choices of beauty and fullness. Oh, you read it in many of these sales documents that come up to our house in the mail every day and tell us about things that can happen. If you will take this beauty cream and just gently put it on your face, and within a few weeks, every spot on your skin will be gone. It'll be perfect and beautiful. Your skin will be lovely and glorious. All the wrinkles will disappear. All the things will disappear. Now, these are the things that we're told, that these vitamins and these things can do for us. We take these things and we put them on our face and away it goes. All the liver warts and all the other things that are there, they're gone. But is that how it works? Well, people dream that it works. They dream they can take that ointment and put it onto their skin and have that happen. And when they dream it, they sometimes experience it. But it's not for everybody. And this is where the big to-do comes in, because everyone thinks that it has to be for everyone. Everyone thinks it has to be something that anyone can do, and it's not. It's only what people feel it is what they dream about. And every atom in my physical body bursts forth with every choice I dream about it. So I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my glorious physical body. I live in every cell of my body being youthful, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. And as I say this of myself, I feel that way. I feel vital, dynamic, alive. And everyone that I meet says, you're so vital, dynamic, alive. You're so wonderful. You're so fantastic. You're so glorious. And you are too. You are too, if you will dream this dream, if you will know that each atom in your physical body bursts forth as every choice you dream about. Each atom in your physical being bursts forth with every choice you dream about. Now, what choices are you dreaming about? Are you dreaming about the choice that you live in your ideal physical body? Or is it that you want it to be that way? Is your dream, your first choice, that you would like to have a harmonious world that you live in? Well, if that's what your choice is, then someday it may be, because you would like it to be. But the geniuses, the magic people, the masters of our world, the masters of our time, are the people who live in the now, people who say, now is the time, now is the fulfillment of every desire of my heart, now is all that I am that I am now, and that's all that matters. Yes, that's all that matters. Now, do you believe that for yourself? Do you know that for yourself? Do you delight in that for yourself? Do you know that that is all that matters for you? Do you know that? Well, it is all that matters for you, because that's all that matters for any of us. That's all that matters for any of us, that each atom in my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. And I dream about love, and I dream about peace, and I dream about goodness, and I dream about wonder, and I dream about magic, and I dream about health, and I dream about wealth, and I dream about all the things that make the world on the physical plane be a happy time. But then what I am doing, I am merging my thought into the, not the human world, but into the divine world that I am. And as I merge my thoughts with the divine world that I am, then what I am doing is to bring forth in my divinity, bring forth in the reality that I am, the allness that I am, the wholeness that I am, the magic that I am. And I do that by saying, it is done now. It is not something that's going to be done in the future. It is not something that was done in the past and may be done again today or tomorrow, but it is done now. It exists. It exists. And I claim it. Each atom of my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. In each atom of my being, in each atom in me, already exists whatever I could ever dream about. Already exists whatever I could ever imagine for myself. Each atom in me, right now, each atom in my physical being bursts forth with every choice I dream about. And so I dream very carefully. I dream very wonderfully. I dream very magically that it is done now. It is done now, and it is wonderful, and it is fabulous, and it is who I am. Look at the people in your life who are successful. Are they living in the desire for something to be, or are they living in the real reality that it is done now? Are they living in the reality that it is complete? When ball players or when sportsmen go out and do their sport, what are they doing? They're seeing it done now. They know they have the strength, they have the fortitude, they have the genius, they have the imagination to do it now. We read on Facebook about some man who wore a blindfold and he won 10 games of chess with a blindfold on. Well, now, that's not impossible. That's not difficult at all. It's just a matter of where that man's consciousness was. And that man's consciousness was on the board itself. He knew the board perfectly. He knew the men perfectly. He knew the moves perfectly. He knew all of these things. And so when he closed his eyes, and then they would call out that it is moved, and they would give them the sight that it moved to, instantly flashing into his mind, training that he had done for himself, comes the entire chessboard and all of the movements there, and whatever spaces are left to be moved into, and how they can be moved, and how they can be done. And he is not complicated. He is not confused by what other people are saying, what other people are doing, what other people are acting like, because he knows in his magical chessboard in his mind exactly what he wants to do, and he does it. And he does it and makes the winning moves. 10 games of chess played with blindfold on him. Now, the man who didn't have the blindfold, he had a disadvantage, because all about him, people were acting. All about him, he saw the world doing things, and this drew his attention away from that inner light, that inner chessboard where everything is played in perfect harmony. And that's why the other man was able to win so beautifully. It's not magic. It's just a matter that he put his attention where he wanted it, and he won. And his idea was to win, and he won. And the great chessmen of the world do much the same thing. Few have said they will take a blindfold and put it on, which is quite wonderful. Few have said that they will do other things, but yet we know many magical things that take place, and we don't want to stress it, but we know that. We know of people who have driven cars with blindfolds on through the city streets and drove completely balanced driving, wonderfully, knowingly. But now that's pretty special, isn't it? And is this what we are? Pretty special. So claim that for yourself today. Claim how special you are. Claim the fact that each atom in your physical body, your physical being, bursts forth with every choice you dream about. And if you have a blindfold on, or if you are confused by the things that are going around you, release that and put your concentration on it is already done in the now. And as it's already done in the now, it's for you and for me. I love you. I love you. I love you.